When you consider cartoons, you generally think of something you read or look at on a page. You probably don't think of cartooning as something to do on the radio, but our friend Mo Willems is about to change that. Willems is an award-winning children's author and illustrator. His many books include Don't Let the Pigeon Drive the Bus, featuring that one-eyed, very nervous pigeon, and the series of Elephant and Piggy readers for children. Willems began his career on Sesame Street, where he won 6 Emmys for writing. When we last talked to him, he raised an interesting idea. He wanted to become a radio cartoonist. How could we refuse? So here he is with us on the radio. Welcome, Mo Willems.
Hi, Michelle. It's great to be here.
What'd you bring for us?
Well, I've got a cartoon for you today that I hope that you're going to enjoy. And it involves a restaurant scene, a sort of a simple restaurant. The checkerboard on the tablecloths is red and white, that sort of thing. The waitress is a elderly lady, blue-haired lady, and the customer is a middle-aged guy who looks pretty sad and pretty shocked, as the waitress says, "Before I go over today's specials, I'd just like to mention how disappointed I am in you." And the caption reads, "Family-style restaurant."
Ah, okay. So I actually have a copy of the cartoon in a special yellow folder, and I'm opening it up, and there I see the befuddled fellow. We actually let our listeners in on this, and we invited them to send us captions. They were able to go to the website, take a look at the cartoon before I even got a chance to take a look at the cartoon, and they sent us some of their suggested captions. We should say that we got hundreds of responses from listeners
awesome,
who took a look at
awesome.
This on the website.
I'm just hoping they're not much, much funnier than mine.
Well, they're pretty good, Mo. They're actually pretty
awesome.
Good.
Awesome.
This is from a fellow named, you're not going to believe this, Michael Huckabee.
Well, I guess he doesn't have much to do right now.
Well, this Michael Huckabee is from Tucson, Arizona, but let's pretend like it's a former presidential candidate who's masquerading as an NPR listener. And he says, this fellow in the sort of thought bubble above his head should be saying, "Why do I always get the usual? Why?"
That's good. That's good.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We've got another one. This is from Kevin Johnson of Indy Atlantic, Florida. This is what he says, "Brunchmare."
That's great.
Like nightmare.
I think anything that ends with mare is a winner in my book. That's awesome.
Well, Mo, thanks so much. This is fun. Look forward to our next chat.
I can't wait for it.
And you can see Mo's first radio cartoon and read some of the captions contributed by you, our listeners. Just go to npr.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.